I think it tells women across Ireland that, you know, there definitely is a need for them in our politics, whether that's our local council, our Dáil, our Seanad. You know, we need women at every single level of decision-making tables. And more women at those decision-making tables makes politics work better for everyone. You know, a balanced and more representative democracy where both men and women contribute equally to policymaking and leadership leads to more effective and inclusive decisions, which will ultimately benefit everybody across the country. And, you know, in currently in Donegal, for example, there are no women representing the county of Donegal, and obviously the constituency boundaries have changed over the years. But since 1921, only two women have ever been elected from Donegal. So for the first 66 years, there was no woman ever elected to represent Donegal, and the first was in 1987, which was Mary Coughlin. So, you know, this coming general election, we have three women candidates, whereas in comparison to in 2020, we only had one. So what Women for Election would encourage all voters, both men and women, is to research the women that are running in your area and consider giving the women in your on your ballot paper a top preference vote. That this will be the first election where political parties will have to meet a gender quota of 40% men and 40% women candidates. Previous elections, it was only at 30%. Ireland currently ranks 103rd in the world for women in national parliament, which is, we only have 23% of TDs are women. So that's a 37 of our 160 TDs in our current Dáil. Whereas women make up 50% of the population. So this is really healthy for our democracy to see this increase in women. And we plan to see more women added to the ballot before selections finish.
And I suppose there's, you know, the age-old debate of, you know, quotas in politics. Is that good or bad? But do you think this is a good reflection now of quotas?
Gender quotas are only one critical step in ensuring that the many talented and capable women that are in our businesses, in our communities, our farms, our workplaces have a fair chance to be at the centre of decision making, which affects all of our lives. You know, in the current, in the most recent local elections, we saw there was a stagnation of women elected with a record number of candidates in the gender in the local election. So we would see gender quotas as one critical step to make sure that, you know, women are given the opportunity to get on the ballot. And then there's a whole other you know, amount of support and funding that we would like to see in order to make sure that women are equipped to be able to be elected.